Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Congratulations to Tarek Skubal. We have a lot to discuss on that front, including his agent's bizarre quotes. Dr. Seuss representing Tarek Skubal.
Yes. Green eggs and ham, I am.
I do so like green eggs and ham.
Yes.
Would you eat them with a fox?
Yeah.
Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them here or there?
Would you eat them everywhere?
We will get to whether or not the Tigers are building a Tarek Barrick. But yes, he won the Cy Young for the second consecutive season, making a bit of history there. First since Pedro in the AL, you heard in the update. We got a lot to do today. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Govan Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. We have Red Wing tickets to give away in the first hour of the show today.
All right.
You're up early. Congrats. We're looking out for our early birds this morning. Here's what you got to do. In the next hour of radio, you're going to hear a Mickey Redmond drop. It's him saying, bingo, bango. When you hear it, call in, win a pair for tonight's game against the Anaheim Ducks. Part of the centennial season, we'll have tickets for every Red Wing home game. All right, John, Tarek Skubal.
Your thoughts on, well, first of all, congratulations to Tarek Skubal. I don't think it was a shock to anyone that he won his second Cy Young back-to-back.
Nope.
Now the question is, can he go win three? Because you always think about, okay, can we really have a guy that is this good, this special? And so great accomplishment.
We know deserving. What
he's deserving. There's no question about it. And you look at some of the numbers and he was even better this year in some metrics than he was last year. And, you know, you hear him talk about, you know, about his preparation in the offseason. And we'll talk about his agent, his contract, what the Tigers are going to do with them. But in some of what he has to say, you know, he's approaching this offseason in regards to how can I mentally prepare better, and you know, looking at different pitches throughout the course of the postseason. You know, if I had gotten a zero on this batter versus this batter, how would it have changed? Would I have been able to go deeper? All of those different things. You love to hear that, because is there more there for him? And
he's not yet 30 years old.
Right.
And you're right, John. His season this year was even better than last year. ERA, lower. WHIP, lower. Strikeouts and innings pitched, higher. Yeah, and he hardly walked anybody. Fewer walks per nine this year, and it was already hardly anybody that was getting free passes from Tarek Skubal. Look, you don't need us to tell you how great Tarek Skubal is. It's nice that the sport recognized him last night, and he spoke afterwards, and I just want to give you some of the quotes of what he had to say. Greg, I don't think there's audio in the system on what Skubal said. We'll get to the Boris audio, because you have to hear the cartoonish manner in which Scott Boris speaks.
Do we also have the Pete Alonso?
I hope so, Greg. Tell me you put in the Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers comments that Boris was making about Pete Alonso, because his name starts with a P. I don't think we have Bregman. He talked about a Brexit from Boston. Like, it's so corny from this guy. I really felt bad for Scott Harris that he has to negotiate with a cartoon character.
I think Scott Boris is literally just trolling all of Major League Baseball and every single fan base that he could possibly troll.
Get to that. But first, you care about what Scooble had to say. Do you want comments about his future or Game 5? Because I've got both.
Let's start with his future.
Okay, Scooble on his future. A lot of it's out of my control, especially the trade stuff. Obviously, contract extension stuff is a bit different, but the trade stuff is out of my control. I've given everything I have to this organization and want to be a Tiger for a very long time. But those things, the business side of the game, they're just different. I don't get to write my own contracts in that sense. So I'm going to do what I do and not really focus on that stuff. I've seen it. It's not going to impact how I go about my day-to-day and how I attack the offseason. It doesn't change that I love the city of Detroit, and hopefully I'm here. That's where I'm at with all that.
So, yeah, he's 100% correct. He doesn't control any of the trade talk. But and he does admit that the contract stuff is a little bit different, and no, he doesn't get to write his own contract. But
and in his defense, we have not heard a credible offer to Tarek Skubal from any of the reporters. So for anybody that says, just sign long-term here, we have not heard about a credible long-term offer from the Tigers.
Right, we haven't heard of in regards to, we've heard rumors and we've heard speculation and we've heard Plants talk about, you know, the disrespectful offers. But when it comes to contract talks, you as a player need to have a voice. You need to give your agent direction. Now, you hire an agent for a certain reason, right? You want to get the most money possible, and Scott Boras does that for the most part for his clients. But you also have to give him direction. You can't just let your agent go and do whatever he wants, because you never know where you're going to end up at that point. Like, you got to have some control in it, and if he wants to be in Detroit, doesn't mean that it happens. But he can give Scott Boras the direction of, get me the most money possible, and I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you leak to the media. I don't care what you talk about with other teams. Get me the most money possible here in Detroit.
I don't care what nursery rhymes you have to use. Just get me my money. On Game 5, boy, have we spent a lot of time reflecting back on Game 5. I don't think fans will ever drop it. Here's what Scooble had to say. Just the way the game was going, and obviously the way the at-bats had gone with Polanco, even in Game 5 he hit a foul homer, I just don't think the matchup was going to be in the cards that night. Scooble would go on to say, obviously there's decisions that get made, and me and AJ are always on the same page. I really respect everything he does. He's got a plan for everything going on. He would continue, quote, and trust me, I've seen a lot of the stuff that fans are disappointed or whatever, but it's the way the game of baseball is. I'm going to go out there and compete. I gave it everything I had. I knew my outing was kind of coming to a close there, and with Polanco, he would have been the second hitter the next inning. Hindsight 2020, right? If you could write a perfect baseball script, we would obviously go out and do it, but it's the game of baseball too. John, your reaction?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And I say this on the perspective, I love Tarek Skubal and what he can do in the game of baseball. What frustrates me is the amount of times that he mentions Polanco being the second batter of that seventh inning. And it feels like Polanco scared him away. Okay. It frustrates me because as a competitor, even if Polanco hit a foul home run in Game 5.
Whoop-de-doo.
Right. I there's just nothing that says, hey, I'm the best pitcher in baseball. I'm going to go out there and beat you.
How much did we hear about how he obsessed over Lane Thomas the year before? Like, you want another chance. Go out and attack that guy. Well, Polanco's seeing you, you want to go out and attack that guy, right? You want to go make your statement. He didn't.
How much does it matter, if at all, that Polanco hit two homers off him in Game 2?
Okay, so it's in his head. All right, I'm sorry.
Pitch you know around what? Him then.
Right, yeah, that's the other option. What if you dance around the edge of the zone? If he walks, he walks.
Or go out there and be the best damn pitcher in baseball and get him out. Like, that drives me nuts.
I just asked a question.
How much does he give? Yeah. Okay. You know what? He's going to give up home runs to players in baseball. No one expects him to be perfect. But what I want from my ace is when it's nut cutting time, he goes out there and cuts them off.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
And John, how about, well, that's just the way the game of baseball is.
Oh, that drives me even more nuts. We saw the competitive nature, and Tom, you've talked about it all the time, being in Cleveland and the way that he was fired up, the competitive nature 2 years ago. And I know that the season ended in 24 with him giving up a grand slam. All right, that sucks. And I hate to go into the offseason like that, but I'm not going to hold that against him because that's the guy I want to win or lose with. And I want the mentality of, I don't care what happened on the last at bat. I don't even care what happened at the last pitch. If you hit a foul home run, all right, now I'm even more mad.
I wonder if it matters what happened the year before, that instead of that potentially happening again, that he said, let's go in the six. Let me empty the tank with AJ and let's not have it go that way. Like, I don't like that. I think that's very uncompetitive, to be honest.
I just go back to, as a fan, I could live with him coming back out and giving up a homer.
To Polanco.
I could live with him giving up a walk and a single, which is what Finnegan did, and then leaving the game. I could live and die with the best pitcher on my team throwing in the best, most dominant performance of his postseason career, going out for one more inning. And I'll live with the consequences if it doesn't work. It's harder to live with it knowing you had a one-run lead and Skubal was, I mean, he set the record for most strikeouts in a winner-take-all game. I want to see him out there.
So you don't bow out when you don't apply regular season matchup things that you would do in the regular season in the postseason, right? It seems that's what both AJ and Skubal did there. That because of Polanco, that we're not going to let him see me a third time around. You don't do that in a postseason.
There are certain players there are exceptions for. And I thought Skubal was one of those guys you make exceptions for. And if he's not, well, that gets you into a different conversation about how the Tigers proceed this offseason.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. Does he have the Polanco flu? Right? I mean, we had guys that would amazingly come up with injuries because we call it the Larry Allen flu. Nobody really wanted to play against Larry Allen. He would murder you. And I never had to do that because we played on the same side of the ball. But there were some guys that all of a sudden, hey, they're not feeling good that morning, and all of a sudden they're out for the game. Why? And you know, so it's just, you're going to get beat at times. This is competition. They get paid on the other side too. But I want a guy that's going to go out there when it matters most. And hey, win or lose, I'm the one that's going to get you through this. or I'm the one that's going to bear the brunt of it. Because he wasn't given a lot last year in terms of money and contract, but if you pay him 5 years, $250 million, or whatever that number ends up being, that's the guy I want on the mound when it matters most. Win or lose, I'll die riding with that one.
Yeah, you're going to go down with your best, or how you got there all season long. This reminds me a little bit of the first one that hits me is the 93 World Series when Mitch Williams gave up the walk-off to Joe Carter. Guess what? Mitch Williams got him there. He was a great closer, and I remember in that moment, it's like they're going to bring him in here because he had not had the best of World Series and had not been performing like the regular season, but you go down the way you got there. You go down with your best.
Look, I think the way this is headed is he doesn't get an extension this offseason. They don't trade him. We're going to live this again next year in the postseason where he still doesn't have a long-term contract, and can he go over 100 pitches? Mm-hmm. Look, it's not ideal. And this ticket texture puts it this way. Oh, congrats to Skubal. Perfect time to trade him. Value could never be higher. This ticket text says, I read the Scott Boras comments online and thought it was one of those fake satire pages.
Yeah.
Then I saw a clip of him actually saying it. I don't understand how he thought that would be funny or clever. It sounded like he may have miscalculated the gummy dosage before leaving the hotel room.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.